The Joe McGrath Breakfast Show.
Morning, 7:26. What a great story I got for you today. When it was brought up in the sort of meeting we have post-show, I was like, what? Say that again? Manchester City Council have begun working with genealogists to find out who owns somebody's 1,500 empty homes across our city. In some cases, the owner of the property has died and the relatives haven't been tracked down. James Booth is a genealogist at an organisation called Finders International. They've been working with the council to help find people who own a house in Manchester they didn't know they had. James, morning, mate. Are you all right?
Morning, Joe. Yeah, great, thanks. How are you?
Yes, we're very well, and this story has really caught our attention. 1,500 homes. I'm just trying to get to grips with it. How do you begin then, James, to look at these homes and try and identify and trace down the relatives of people who own them?
Yeah, so we can start with as little information as just an address, and from there we need to try and ascertain who the legal owners are of the property. Once we've done that, we're sort of trying to work out whether we're looking for a missing owner or whether we're looking for the family of someone who might have passed away. So if we're looking for a missing owner, we can do all sorts of things. We speak to neighbours to try and get some background on the situation with regard to the house. From there, we use consented databases to try and trace them to potential current addresses. If it's somebody who's passed away, we're looking to trace their family. So we use birth, marriage and death records on websites such as Ancestry or Find My Past. And from there, we try and trace them and assist them with dealing with the estate, which obviously the property would be part of.
James, what's it like when you find someone and you start, you know, approaching them and you tell them the news that they have a house and it could be worth, we're seeing some of these houses worth up to £500,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible part of the job when you get to tell somebody that they're going to potentially inherit some life-changing sums of money. But quite often we find that with missing owners or family of the deceased owners, they're aware of the property, but they're unsure of how to proceed or they're worried about costs. So they just need a little bit of guidance, need someone to assist them with the process. So that's where we can usually step in and offer our expertise.
I know, James, we don't want to do any individual cases, but can you give us any sort of common backstories that these people might have and how they've had these distant relationships?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, there's so many examples, but you can be finding family members who are as distantly related as cousins once, twice or three times removed. And in cases like that, they may not have even heard of the person who's passed away and left the property behind. So that's really something that people are extremely interested in. Probably more the case that they'd get to find out about their family members who they didn't know anything about. We often find that that's the thing that really drags people forward and gets their attention the most. But we also have cases where we're looking for people's children or people's grandchildren, and they may well be aware of the person passing away and leaving the property. But as I said, they just haven't really known how to deal with it.
And James, one of the things why I think I was a bit struck by the story, you know, when we talked about it, is the 1,500 homes just in the Manchester area alone. This feels quite common, James.
Yeah, it really does. And it's something that we've really stepped up as a company to try and deal with over the last few years. I've spent the last 4 years specifically working on this part of the business. And throughout the country, it's really something that's affecting a lot of people. I mean, you said 1,500 homes in Manchester alone. It's a similar sort of figure to the rest of the country. And the problem is, because people necessarily don't have the expertise of how to deal with a situation like that, the property sits empty. And until it's taken through probate, there's nothing that can be done to sell the property. So people really need a hand to deal with the situation. And that's where we can obviously help and guide them through the process and get the houses back into occupation.
Well, thank you for chatting to us, James. Is that your day-to-day then?
That's my day-to-day, yeah. Very varied. Speaking to a lot of different people, doing some research into the archives, but it's very rewarding.
I can imagine so. James Booth, thank you very much for that. What a story. He's a genealogist working for a company called Finders International, working with Manchester City Council to help 1,500 empty homes that are empty across the city. And who owns them. BBC Radio Manchester, morning to you.